Today is National Cinema Day, the day when we all think, you know, maybe we should drag ourselves away from Netflix, buy some popcorn and actually watch it on the big screen. With us to discuss the relevance of cinema today is the former director of the Irish Film Classification Office and, of course, a producer himself, John Kelleher, and Rebecca O'Flanagan, who is producer with Treasure Entertainment. John, before we started, we were discussing whether or not the Film Classification Office and the censor is technically the same thing or not the same thing. You got the title changed. You were the one who killed the censor.
Well, with help from certain people, like the Minister for Justice, not myself. But yeah, it was you know, for many years, it was the Film Censor's Office.
And was it like the Ombudsman? Was there a team of thousands watching movies, or was it just you who had to make all the calls?
No, there's a small team of assistant classifiers.
And did you have to watch every film?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
And did you have to watch all of every film?
What or do you could mean you have to? It was a pleasure.
Oh, come on. There's a lot of dross, John.
that's what the assistant classifiers could look at.
So did you then have, would you have a list of sort of categories where you're looking going, tick, there's nudity, that's a swear word, there's some blasphemy, or would you decide based on a general feel?
No, there was no box ticking, but I mean, there were certain categories which you'd look out for. And I mean, you know, banning and cutting was the thing of the past, you know, by my time. And now it's entirely, as is right, about, you know, the fact that adults should be allowed to see what they want to go and see. And classification is for parents, basically. It's for, you know, it's about children and suitability. So whether something should be 15A, you know, whether it should be 12A or PG, that's...
You must have seen a lot of filth, though.
Oh, loads of terribly, terribly dirty things.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
It's a tough job. How many movies do you think you would have watched during that period?
Oh, I was there probably for about 5 or 6 years. And I imagine I probably watched, I don't know, maybe kind of 400 or 500 a year, you know, on duty. But I would have be going to the cinema independently of that. I'd often go and see a film twice, three times.
Well, that was the question I wanted to ask. Having had that exposure to several thousand movies, I mean, day in, day out is the day job, does it dull you to them? Does it kill your, do you overload your capacity to care?
I don't think you do. It's a good question, though, because I think what I did discover quite quickly was that you'd see very quickly. It's in a couple of minutes, you know, is this going to be, you know, a nightmare or, you know, a bore or stimulating or whatever. You know, it didn't take long and you'd be very quick at being able to make that decision.
What about you in the same setting, Rebecca? If you are a producer yourself, is it difficult to suspend disbelief and enjoy cinema? Is it always a busman's holiday?
I mean, it's interesting. More so, I think, than being a producer, I had done a period of time when I was teaching screenwriting. We used to do a lot of...
Just sitting on that mic, Weaver, Rebecca.
A lot of film analysis, and where you kind of be breaking down and looking at the structure of movie and how the kind of storytelling worked. And there was a time where you'd feel that, you know, settling in, you'd... But with good filmmaking, that goes away in, you know, moments. Because once you're just sucked into the actual experience of the film... I've never felt like that has been something that's interrupted my viewing pleasure.
Does it matter whether the film is displayed on big IMAX screen surrounded by several hundred other people or a little screen at home? Does the art form benefit from cinema as opposed to television?
I think when you go back to the kind of essence of the art form, which I think is the art form of storytelling, and I think why we tell stories, and, you know, it's back to kind of round the campfire and it's trying to understand ourselves and understand or wrestle with the meaning of life. I think that there is something that cannot be replaced about that kind of collective experience. And I think that there is a very special thing that happens that once the lights go down and I think everybody leans in a bit. And I think that that is an experience that is unique to the cinema. I think there has been a democratization in some ways of cinema to be able to experience and watch it on platforms and watch it at home. But I think they are two different experiences. I think the cinema experience is something that is much more of a kind of community collective experience. And I think it does change the kind of shape and experience of film watching.
Is it becoming a thing of the past, John? Are streaming services quietly killing cinema?
I think they are quietly eroding the cinema audiences. I don't think cinema will ever be a thing, I hope not, a thing of the past, because that communal experience, the enjoyment of, you know, actually sitting in a cinema with a couple of hundred other people, and you know, the lights go down, the movie starts, etc. You know, you can't beat it. It's terrific. And it's a shame that more people, and I suppose as people get older, they tend to, you know, kind of forget about what that, because the basic age, the main primary cinema going age is 14 to 25.
Oh, is it? That young?
Yeah, yeah. And even then, when, you know, kind of younger adults or older adults start, you know, get married, have family, you know, it's more difficult for them to get out and go to the cinema. So the streamers obviously can have an impact there. But I hope cinema will always be with us. I'm sure it will.
And I think the figures are going up at the moment. You know, we're still, I know everybody hates talking about the kind of post-COVID world, but, you know, that there is that thing where people are getting back into the habit. And I think that there was, you know, projected figures are due to be up, I think, something like 2 million this year in terms of actual cinema admission. So I think that there is something where the experience of cinema going is something that is, you know, it's certainly, you know, there's so many competing factors, and there's, but I think that there is, people are coming back to enjoy that experience.
Are they coming back together to enjoy a slightly different product? I mean, if you look at what Scorsese had to say about the sort of the Marvel product, is it that people now go to? Is it big, shiny, glossy CGI blockbusters and dramas and comedies less so? Or do you think they're coming back across the board?
Well, I think that for sure over the last number of years, those big, shiny blockbusters have been the things that have been getting people back into cinemas. But I do think that there's been amazing programming around a number of different cinemas that have been able to kind of keep some of those other independent films on the board.
Let me ask you both then, the most memorable cinema experience, not necessarily the best film, but the best day at the cinema you ever had. What do you recall?
Gosh, there's so many. I tend to think more recently, you know, what have I enjoyed recently? I think the premiere of On Colleen Kuhn was something special. Absolutely.
Why?
Because it was just such an exquisitely well-made film in every respect. And again, that communal experience of watching it for most of the people in the cinema for the first time was just really special. You know, I read the book, kind of knew a little bit about it, but didn't realise just how terrific it was. Equally, like just last week or the week before, seeing Kneecap.
I was just going to say Kneecap, the premiere of Kneecap was...
amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And that's an interesting thing of talking about the cinema versus, you know, watching it in different modes, because I had watched it because I was on just the panel that was doing the selection for the foreign language film for the Oscars. So I'd seen it where I'd watched it on my laptop, and then I had really enjoyed it, but got into the premiere. And it's a totally different experience when you're sitting down in a packed cinema, and the energy around it was just absolutely
amazing.
And
so subversive.
And so subversive. And those guys coming in, you know, packed with attitude and talent and everything. And it just took the roof off. Yeah. It was just, you couldn't have had that experience at home. It was just a completely unique thing.
It's funny. I remember years ago, I don't know why it was, but in this, do you remember the Savoy one?
Yeah.
Is the Savoy one still there?
That it's gone. It's heartbreaking.
But the Savoy one, it was the Little Mermaid. And at the end of it, they did a version of, I don't know, is it in the film or if it was a special in this instance, but they did a karaoke version of Under the Sea, and the entire cinema sang it in unison. And it is radically different to watching it on your couch at home.
Totally different. I just think that's the experience that can't be replicated. And I think it's that will always keep cinema alive. I think it's in the same way. And I do think what is happening in schools at the moment, and film becoming something now that's much more central to the curriculum. And I think that's giving people, and I think education is always central to those things. I think it's giving people and that age group, as you say, I mean, our young fella's going in today because it's National Cinema Day with his girlfriend to go in for your ticket. So I do think, but because they're doing it at school, and that it just makes a difference to getting in there.
Well, on that topic, given that it's National Cinema Day, a number of cinemas across Ireland are offering reduced rate tickets, £4 or £5 for any show, and you get premium seats and the 3D screenings, a whole lot of stuff on. So jump online and have a look and see what is available. Big thank you to Rebecca O'Flanagan, producer with Treasure Entertainment, and John Callagher, producer and former director of the Irish Film Classification Office.